The 11th day of the blessed month of Berimhat, the martyrdom of Saint Basil the Bishop. On this day, Saint Basil the Bishop was martyred. Also known as Saint Basilius, this holy father became well known for his godly and saintly life, and therefore Abba Armun, Patriarch of Jerusalem, ordained him among other bishops without assigned diocese in the year 298 AD, and he sent them to preach the kingdom of heaven to the countries that had not yet received the Christian faith. This saint preached in many cities, and when he entered the city of Sharsuna in Syria, he preached the Christian faith. Some of its people believed at his hands, but others became angry, and they rose up against the saint and drove him out. Basilius went outside the city and dwelled in a cave, where he persevered in perpetual prayers and supplications to God that he enlighten their eyes and that they believe in the Lord Christ. With God's providence, the son of the governor of that city died and was the only child of the governor, and the governor grieved exceedingly. On the day that the governor had buried his son, he saw him in a vision at night standing before him, saying, "Call Saint Basilius and ask him to pray to the Lord Christ on my behalf, for I am in great darkness." When the governor woke up from his sleep, he took the nobles of the city and went to the cave of Saint Basil. And the governor asked Basil to enter the city to pray for his son. The saint agreed and went with them, and he fervently prayed to God, and the son rose up alive with the power of God. The governor and all those with him came to believe, and the saint baptized them. The Jews of the city saw that, and they became envious of the saint, and they were joined by a group of men who were not Christians. And they all rose up against Saint Basilius and beat him and dragged him in the streets of the city until Basil delivered up his pure spirit into the hands of the Lord and received the crown of martyrdom. May the prayers of Saint Basilius the Bishop be with us, and glory be to God forever and ever. Amen.